Hola amigos, it's Evan here.
And Vanessa too.
Before we begin the show, we wanted to make a quick announcement that today's episode, which is about polite words, will feature the sounds and discussions of toots, otherwise known as farts, fizzles, flatulence, breaking wind, cutting the cheese, or simply gas.
Toots are a very normal, natural, and actually kind of funny part of life here at Eat Your Spanish. Especially since Milo was born, but definitely long before. Isn't that right, Milo?
A potato.
Are you a little stinky? Are you a stinky baby?
I'm a bugger.
Aw, he's so sweet. Anyways, back to the point. We want to be respectful of everyone's feelings, so if you or your family are not comfortable with the sound or discussion of a toot, then we encourage you to please skip this week's episode and to maybe go back and review one of our older episodes this week instead.
Thanks so much for listening, amigos, and we hope you enjoy today's show all about polite words. Oh, excuse me.
Hello, friends.
Hola, amigos.
How are you?
¿Cómo están?
I'm so happy.
Estoy feliz.
To be with you.
A estar contigo.
Are you hungry?
Tienen hambre.
To sing and play.
A cantar y jugar.
'Cause on our menu.
Porque en el menu.
It's Spanish today.
Everybody sing.
Eat your Spanish. Eat your Spanish. Eat your Spanish with us.
Spinach? No, I said Spanish.
Okay. Eat your Spanish with us today.
Eat your Spanish!
With Evan.
And Vanessa.
Hola amigos, me llamo Evan.
Y me llamo Vanessa. Welcome to episode 5 of season 3, or episode 5 of season 3 of Eat Your Spanish. It's hard to believe that we're already almost halfway through the season. We've had so much fun with you all so far, and I have a feeling that today's episode is going to be extra funny.
Yeah, I think so too. And actually, I'm really excited to learn all of these new polite words in Spanish. I feel like these might actually be some of the most common words that we use.
That's true. Just think, amigos, how many times a day do you say the words thank you, or you're welcome, or please, or excuse me, or I'm sorry, or even bless you.
Achoo!
Bless you, Evan.
Thanks, Vanessa. It's true, I use most of those words every day.
Well, now we get to learn them in Spanish, amigos. And after we learn the words, we'll sing them in a fun song together.
And last but not least, we're going to pass the show over to Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse, so you can join them on a special surprise date that Mr. Mouse arranged for the two of them.
Oh boy! I wonder what surprise he has in store.
How about you all, amigos? Are you ready to jump into today's lesson? All right, here we go.
Spanish lesson time!
All right, amigos. Are you all ready to add some more Spanish words to your Spanish dictionaries inside of your brains? That's great! Because today, we're going to learn how to say please, thank you, you're welcome, I'm sorry, it's okay, bless you, and excuse me, all in Spanish. That's 7 phrases.
Whoa, Vanessa, that seems like a lot. Do you think that maybe instead of doing them one at a time, we can do some of them 2 at a time?
That's a great idea. Why don't we start off with 2 very common words that I'm sure a lot of you already know, the words for please and thank you. To say please in Spanish, we say por favor. And to say thank you, we say gracias. So repeat after me. Por favor y gracias.
Por favor y gracias.
Por favor y gracias.
Por favor y gracias.
Muy bien, amigos. Now, what do we normally say when someone says thank you?
You're welcome?
That's right, Ev. And do you know how to say you're welcome in Spanish?
No, I do not know how to say that.
Well, that's not a problem, because today I'll teach you and our amigos how to say it. To say you're welcome in Spanish, we say de nada. So repeat after me, de nada.
De nada.
De nada.
De nada.
Excelente, amigos! Now here's another polite phrase that I'm sure we've all used a lot in our lives, and that's the phrase, I'm sorry. To say I'm sorry in Spanish, we say, lo siento. And then if someone apologizes to you and you want to tell them it's okay, you would say, está bien. It's okay. Está bien. So we've got lo siento y está bien. I'm sorry and it's okay. Ready to repeat after me? Here we go. Lo siento y está bien.
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 Eso, amigos, muy bien. We've only got two more phrases left, and they're both related to when someone sneezes. What is the polite thing to do when someone sneezes?
I usually say, ew!
No, you don't.
I know, I'm just kidding. I say bless you.
That's more like it. So to say bless you in Spanish, we say salud. But if you're the one who sneezes and you want to say excuse me, the way to say excuse me in Spanish is to say perdón. You can also say perdón if you accidentally bump into someone, or if you want to politely get someone's attention, or you can even say it if you make a toot. So we've got salud for bless you and perdón for excuse me. So repeat after me one last time, amigos. Salud y perdón.
Salud y perdón.
Salud y perdón.
Salud y perdón.
Muy bien, amigos. You all are doing so well.
Yeah, great work, amigos. I think I'm ready to sing all of these words together in a song.
Me too. Hope you've got your singing voices ready.
Spanish song time!
All right, amigos. It's time to learn today's Spanish canción.
That's right. Now, usually at this point, we like to teach you all a Spanish part to repeat in the song. But because all of the Spanish words in today's song happen in the verse instead of the chorus, it'll probably take too long to teach. So I think what might be best is for you all to listen really carefully to the verse the first time we sing it, and then join in when we repeat it the second time. And if you have trouble remembering it the second time you hear it, you can always rewind the podcast and listen to the song again to see if you can memorize it the third or fourth time.
That's a great idea. But can we still teach them the chorus part of the song, even though it's in English?
Of course we can! The chorus of the song goes like this. It's alright to be polite, day or night to be. It's alright to be polite, wrong or right to be polite. Want to try together? Okay, here we go. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
It's alright to be polite, day or night to be. It's alright to be polite, wrong or right to be polite.
Nice singing, amigos.
Yeah, way to go. I think that's pretty much all there is to learn for right now.
Yeah, we'll leave the rest up to you when you're listening to the song. Remember to pay close attention to the verse of the song, which comes after the first part that we just sang together, and see if you can learn it on your own and sing it with us a second time. Or you can listen to the song again and sing it with us the third or fourth time.
All right, amigos, I think it's time. Are you all ready to sing the polite song with us? Here we go.
Light.
Gracias means thank you. Por favor means please. De nada means you're welcome.
Gracias. De nada.
Lo siento means I'm sorry. Está bien means it's okay. But if you hear the sound of chew, you can say salud.
Salud!
And if you make a little toot, you can say perdón. Excuse me. Means thank you, por favor means please, de nada means you're welcome.
Gracias,
de nada.
Lo siento means I'm sorry, está bien means it's okay. But if you hear the sound of chew, you can say salud.
Salud!
And if you make a little toot, you can say perdón, excuse me.
Singing, amigos.
Yeah, you all did great. Muy bien. Oh, and also, Evan, I'm not completely convinced that the second fart I heard in the song would be considered a little toot.
Well, you know, toots are all relative. Like, that may have been a little toot for an elefante.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Amigos, were any of you all able to learn the Spanish parts and sing it with us in the song? I know these words in particular were extra tricky. So if you need to, you can even rewind it right now and try it again. Sometimes singing our Spanish songs takes a little practice, and practice takes patience. So thanks for being such patient and wonderful listeners, amigos.
Yeah, muchas gracias, amigos. You all are such hard workers.
Well, I think it's about time now to pass the show over to Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse. But before we do, do you all remember that announcement that we had at the beginning of today's episode? The one about the toots? Well, we just wanted to give you a second warning in case you weren't paying attention to the first one.
Are you ready, Mr. Mouse?
I'm ready! Today's episode of Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse is rated XT for extreme toots. Listener discretion is advised. Perdón.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, I've got a couple friends and don't you know? If I told you who they were, well, you might say,
aw, he's as tiny as a flower.
She's as giant as a house.
Yes, it's Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse.
Gracias, Mr. Mouse. Lo siento. I think my allergies are acting up a bit. Whew. But it sure is beautiful out here in the park. I'm so happy that you invited me on this special surprise picnic date. You think you can pass me one of those last hush puppies, por favor?
Here you go, babe. They're all yours.
Gracias, Mr. Mouse.
De nada. I'm so feliz that you're enjoying the food here.
Yeah, me too. This food isn't too bad, actually. To be honest, I was a little concerned when you told me you wanted to pack the picnic. Where'd you get this food from again?
It's from my favorite place, J&J's Lakeside Grill.
What? Oh, Mr. Mouse, you know J&J's always gives me a nasty tummy ache. And didn't you tell me last time you ate it you got a tummy ache too?
Oh dear. Lo siento, Mrs. E. I'm sorry. I forgot. I was just so hungry and, well, I wanted to bring you something special. Although I didn't have any money, so I just dug through their trash can out back.
Oh.
There's plenty of food out there.
Oh my goodness, Mr. Mouse. I mean, I appreciate the thought, but... Well, now I'm a little bit worried because I literally ate an entire bowl of hush puppies and an entire bucket of glazed salmon party sandwiches.
It's okay, Mrs. Elephant. Trust me, everything's gonna be okay. The next place we're going has really nice baños in case you need to use the restroom.
Oh dear, Mr. Mouse, what have you gotten us into? Wait, there's more to this surprise date? Where are we going next?
Well, for the next part of our surprise date, I thought I would take you to a special classical music concert performed by the Philadelphia Harmonic Symphony Orchestra Mouse Quartet. Mi primo is one of the four musicians in the quartet. He plays el violín.
Wow! I mean, that sounds beautiful, Mr. Mouse. I love when you invite me to things that are going on in the mouse community. You know, I've never been to see classical music before either. I just hope my tummy's okay for the show. I'm pretty sure classical music performances are pretty intimate and quiet.
Oh, don't worry, we'll be okay. Wanna walk over? The show starts in 5 minutos, and the concert building is just down the street.
Shh, all right, Mr. Mouse, hop on.
Boletos, por favor.
Mr. Mouse, I think he's asking for the tickets.
Oh yeah, let me see. I think they're in my pocket. Oh, here they are.
Muchas gracias. Enjoy the show.
Oh, we sure will. Gracias.
De nada.
Oh wow, Mr. Mouse, this place is amazing. I've never seen so many mice dressed up in such fancy suits and dresses. Everyone looks so beautiful. And I love how they painted the ceiling to look like a starry sky. And look up at the stage, Mr. Mouse. There are the quattro tiny chairs up there for the four mice musicians.
Oh, I knew you'd love it, Mrs. Elephant. Actually, we should probably find our seats now. I think the concert is about to start.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Hey, watch where you're going.
Oh, perdón.
Ooh, my tail.
Perdón.
Ouchie, my tiny toes.
Oh, lo siento.
Está bien.
Okay, here we are. Ooh, the lights are dimming.
Muchas gracias, amigos, for coming to our first annual concert series of the Classical Mouse Quartet. Please welcome our cuatro musicians onto the stage.
Me llamo Carlos. I'm very feliz to have all of you here to listen to us perform our most special music. Mi amigas Bikri y Edith will be playing the cellos. Hola!
Hola!
Y mi amigo Bubu will be playing the other violin.
Bubu!
Very nice, Bubu. Today we will begin with our first piece called Mouse in the House.
Mr. Mouse, I told you, J&J's Lakeside Grill makes my tummy feel funny. Oh dear, oh dear. You got this, Mrs. Elephant. Just hold it in, hold it in, hold it in.
Was that a toot?
Oh dear, what was that? Sounds like I might need a new chair. This one is really squeaky. Sorry to interrupt, though. Lo siento. You can continue.
Mrs. Elephant, are you okay? Wait, what's that smell? What's that smell, Mrs. Elephant? It smells like toast or something.
Come on, Mrs. E. Hold it in. Hold it in. Just hold it.
Mrs. Elephant, was that a toot?
Oh, no. It was just my chair, Mr. Mouse. It's just creaking in a really bizarre way. I'm sorry. Lo siento. You can continue with the... Oh, dear. Perdón.
It was a toot.
Oh, dear. I'm so embarrassed. Lo siento, amigos. I'm so sorry, friends. Mr. Mouse took me on a surprise picnic before his concert, and, well, he ordered that food from J&J's Lakeside Grill. And I told him before, Mr. Mouse, that stuff gives me an upset tummy. But he forgot because he was so hungry. And then...
Mrs. Elephant! Mrs. Elephant, please say no more! First of all, we are honored to have you at our concert. And second of all, I too had J&J's Lakeside Grill before the concert. And I too have an upset tummy.
I had J&J's before the concert too.
Me too!
I had their hot dog salad and I feel gross.
Wow, Mrs. Elephant, it looks like everyone here ate J&J's Lakeside Grill too. That is true, my special primo, Mr. Mouse. It is a fine establishment.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, that place is tasty. But there is definitely a heavy price to pay after each meal. So now I say unto all of you, let us relieve ourselves of these tummy aches. That way our tummies will feel better, and we can continue to perform.
Huzzah!
I, as the head musician, will be the first. Perdón! Let your tummy aches go, my friends!
Perdón.
Perdón!
Perdón.
Perdón.
Well, I guess it's my turn. Perdón.
Ooh, I want to get in on this.
Go for it, Mr. Mouse.
Okay, here goes. Perdón.
Oh, it sounds like you had that one brewing for a while, Mr. Mouse. Oh, sure, Mr. Mouse. I'll be waiting for you here when you get back.
Muchas gracias, amigos. I can tell that we all feel much better. Now let's just wait for mi primo, Mr. Mouse, to come back, and we can start the show again. All done. We're glad to have you back, mi primo. Now on with the show.
Hooray! Wow, what an adventure. I thought for a moment we were going to get kicked off the air.
Yeah, that was definitely a lot of mouse toots. Probably more than I've ever heard in my entire life.
Me too. Although it was really nice to hear all of them using polite words to excuse themselves.
It sure was. Those were some very polite mice. And they were also amazing musicians. Maybe we can go to one of those mouse concerts someday.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be so much fun. Well, amigos, that sound means it's almost time to say goodbye. We had such a great time with you all today.
We sure did. Together we learned how to say por favor, or please, thank you, or gracias, de nada, or you're welcome, lo siento, or I'm sorry, está bien, or it's okay, salud, or bless you, and perdón, or excuse me. I think this might be the most words we've ever learned in a single episode.
Yeah, way to go, amigos. You all did such a great job. And if you ever need help remembering some of them, you can always listen to this episode again. Although I understand if you don't want to listen to it right away. That was definitely a lot of toots to hear in one day. I might need to get a good night's sleep before I can listen to that many toots again.
Yeah, me too. Well, amigos, we're so happy that we got to spend this fun Spanish time with you today. I think all that's left to do now is sing the goodbye canción together.
We hope you all will sing along with us.
Adios, mi buen amigo.
Mouse. Goodbye, friends.
Hasta luego. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Eat Your Spanish podcast. You can support our podcast by visiting patreon.com/eatyourspanish or by subscribing to it and leaving a review on iTunes. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at eatyourspanishpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Adios!